This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture. From Kansas State University, Eric Atkinson here. Well, the transition from fall to winter is definitely underway, so it's that time for you homeowners to winterize things. That would include lawn and garden equipment and tools, and obviously those potted plants you've cared for outdoors this past growing season should be inside now. They require minimal maintenance, but some attention nonetheless. Covering that grab bag of topics this week, Johnson County Extension Horticultural Agent Dennis Patton, talking with the K-State Radio Network's Jeff Wickman. They start with winterizing the lawnmower.
When we reach the point where we're no longer mowing, we need to think about either getting the gas out or adding a fuel stabilizer?
That's right. You know, modern gasolines tend to be a little more stable than older, but it's still good to either run the mower completely out of gas or add a fuel stabilizer. Either way, kind of depends on your style. I try to run my mower out of gas in the end of the season. That way it's not evaporating, it's just not setting in there. But you can also add the stabilizer with that last mow too. And also, why not at that point in time go ahead and schedule the tune-up? Because no one else is thinking about tuning their mower up in November, December. They're all waiting till March, and then there's a line. So maybe just at the end of the season, go ahead, you know, whether it's yourself, get that oil change, change the air filter, sharpen the blade, add a new blade. Also check the tires. This is something I learned too. As those tires wear down, your mowing heights aren't true. Just like on your cars, the treads wear, so do the treads on the mower. And you'll be amazed that sometimes putting new wheels on will add a half an inch back to the mowing height where you thought you might be mowing fairly high based on the settings. But those wheels do need to be updated from time to time because they wear down.
Some other things that we can think about are garden hoses. We need to take care of those.
That's right. Definitely you're going to need to unhook them from your house or any of the faucets because that causes backup pressure. They don't drain and that could cause frozen pipes. But then once you unhook those hoses, it's really good to drain them because the water, as you know, as it freezes, it expands and can rupture the hose. Ideally, you'd want to store that hose inside or maybe in a container out of the sunlight because they're plastic and sunlight's going to deteriorate those hoses. So drain them, roll them up, put them out of the sunny location, or I like to just tie them up with some twine or something and just hang them in the garage, and then they're ready to go for winter. Because a good hose is an expensive investment, and you want to make sure you treat it with kindness.
We want to make sure the trees are also ready for winter. They need to be well watered.
You know, that's a great point. You know, before you put those hoses away, you want to make sure everything's got good soil moisture. Now, and so, yeah, if you've got some of those trees, especially anything young just planted this year, evergreens that are really young, you might want to give them that extra drink of water before you put those hoses away for the winter. And in most Kansas winters, if we get some snowfall, we get some rain, we probably won't need supplemental moisture. But if we get one of those dry, freezing, thawing winters without a lot of precipitation, then you maybe want to check that soil come January, February, and maybe give those trees a drink of water on a warm day when the soil's not frozen.
Most people probably brought those sensitive plants indoors for the winter. What do we need to do in terms of houseplant care?
You know, once those plants come back in, the thing you got to watch out for is insect development. Because they've been outside where they're exposed to all the elements, all the aphids and whiteflies and scale and spider mites. And of course, once you get them in the home at that, you know, around 70 degrees, that nice, even temperature, they love to multiply really fast. So you might just want to check them from time to time to make sure insects don't build up and get out of hand. And then insecticidal soaps, those work really nice for taking care of most problems with houseplants indoors, and that would be considered organic. But just keep an eye on them. Don't fertilize those houseplants during the winter months. You might kind of even keep a little bit on the dry side, but then watch for the insects. And the other thing that happens with houseplants that we had outside, they're going to start losing some leaves because they were outside, even in the shade, they were under some fairly high light, and your home is going to be fairly low light. So probably a month, 2 months or so after they come in, you're going to start seeing some yellowing leaves, and that's fairly typical. The goal really is just to keep them alive and then give them a haircut, give them a trim when you put them back out next May, and they'll get bushy, grow all over again, and kind of start the process all over. So it's more about just keeping alive during the winter months, maybe not promoting growth.
That's Johnson County Extension Horticultural Agent Dennis Patton, visiting with Jeff Wickman. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension over this, the K-State Radio Network.